America is in a fragile state. As the country attempts to find a balance between seeking normalcy and the ongoing battle with the COVID-19 pandemic, matters are made worse by the citizens of the country divided on every issue. In the dawning of a changed world, a question touches America's minds. Where do we go from here? American citizens must first find peace with each other before making peace in the world. The problems the U.S. faces, including the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and intense poverty, are too immense to face without a unified front. According to Pew Research Center, Americans drastically disagree on whether the U.S. did a good job dealing with the coronavirus outbreak and whether dealing with global climate change is a top priority. Meanwhile, despite the 37.2 million Americans living in poverty, the Center for American Progress states only about half of Americans believe the minimum wage should be raised. The statistics do not lie. American citizens are divided on every major issue. So how does America bring its citizens together? There's no one easy answer. Every person has the ability and right to think freely, and that should never be taken away. But there are measures to encourage Americans to respect different opinions and compromise to reach the best solutions. The first step to this undertaking begins with America's leadership. Those who sit in the honored political positions act as role models to the whole nation, especially in times of crisis. In a composition of the most socially impactful speeches in American history, curated by Constitution Daily, 6 of the 10 speeches listed were delivered by presidents, such as Washington, Lincoln, and JFK. Every single speech on the list was spoken by a person involved in politics. There's a spotlight on those in these leadership positions, and what does it show the nation when they see the people they've elected not portraying respect to their peers? This can be most effectively portrayed in the differences between the first televised presidential debate in 1960 between Kennedy and Nixon and the most recent presidential debate in 2020 between Trump and Biden. Between Kennedy and Nixon, there were little complications. They disagreed on many matters, yes, but there were no interruptions nor insults during this nearly hour-long debate. On the other hand, during the 2020 debate, presidential candidates Trump and Biden did not reach this level of civility. The mediator had to constantly remind the two not to interrupt. On live television, the nation watched as the two presidential candidates told each other to shut up or repeated wrong during the other's talking period. Why should the citizens of America be expected to respect each other's opinions when the people vying for arguably the most powerful position in the country do not model the same? Citizens need to demand civility in politics. America's leaders need to make more concerted efforts to treat alternative viewpoints with the respect they deserve and work to achieve compromise amongst complex issues. More lines between two parties in the same government are no longer drawn. This will spread to the rest of the American people. The healing will begin where the rift is the strongest, at the political source. This encouragement of respect can be further developed at the educational level. With a focus on diversity and team building that K-12 school curriculums are already working on implementing, the hope for America's future is bright. When students are exposed to diverse perspectives in classes, they understand at young ages the importance of ideas and worldviews different from their own. With this useful skill, according to Drexel University School of Education, students are found to be more empathetic, respectful, and open-minded. When this is added to the curriculum alongside for their team-building activities, America's children will be unstoppable. Implementing team building into learning, according to the prestigious school Marlborough, encourages students to have better social skills, be active listeners, and be more proficient in seeking compromise. As the U.S.'s educational system further adapts to meet the 21st century, these are but two further implementations of hundreds of new skill sets designed to bring students together to face problems. Youth of America may grow without the intolerances their parents and grandparents bear from the divide in the nation. With the tools they learned since kindergarten, they will face the issues of the world as one. It is not going to be easy trying to bridge the gap between the citizens of America, but it is the necessary direction to head in if any of the other numerous problems are going to be fixed. It will start on a small scale between friends and neighbors previously torn apart and will work its way to blossom nationwide. With the movement to reconnect and respect spearheaded by the politicians and healed by the youth, there is a strong sense of determination within the hearts of those ready to make a difference. So, Where does America go from here? To take back the United into the states of America.